The following is a summary of upcoming events at Vanderbilt University for November the 3rd through November the 10th. For more information about these events and a complete listing of all events, please visit the University Calendar's website at calendar.vanderbilt.edu. Academic events. Friday, November 3rd, offers two lectures. The first lecture, Why Emergent Literatures Matters, will be presented by Cyrus R. K. Patel in room 112 Wilson Hall at 3 p.m. Following at 4:30 p.m., the second lecture will feature guest speaker Slavoj Zizek presenting a theory between fear and trembling on why only atheists can believe. This special lecture will be held in room 4327 in Stevens Center Lecture Hall. Monday, November 6th at 4:15 p.m., the 9th Menchem E. Warren Jr. Lecture in Chemistry will be presented by Chad A. Merkin. The annual lecture will be held in room 4309 Stevenson Center. Refreshments will be provided at 4 p.m. in the main lobby of the Stevenson Center 7. Thursday, November 9th offers two special presentations. First, at 3 p.m., attend the EECS Distinguished Lecture given by Dr. Yuri Jervis on the topic of abstract state machines, from computation theories to tools. This special presentation will be held in the Jacobs Believed in Me Auditorium at the Engineering School's Fotheringill Hall. Then in the evening, a special conference presentation, Genes and Autism. What Do We Know? Will be held at 6:30 p.m. in room 241 at the Kennedy Center MRL building. There is a fee of $5 to attend, but will be offered free to ASMT members. Childcare will be available upon request. Student Life, Friday, November 3rd. The venue and VPB Surprise Night, starting at 7 p.m., Hypnosis Kevin Curley will present a presentation in the Surratt Student Center, first floor. Film screenings, Lady in the Water at 9 p.m. and The Shining at 11 p.m. in the Surratt Cinema. Other activities are planned for the evening. Wednesday, November 8th at 12:10 p.m., students attend the Worlds on Wednesdays presentation on Asian Americans in the Media. Come hear the Asian American Student Association discuss the different ways that Asians are portrayed in the media and how the media has played a role in shaping society's view of Asian Americans. This enlightened presentation will be given in the Student Life Center's lower level meeting rooms 1 and 2. In addition, there will be another insightful program offered Wednesday, November 8th, as part of the dinner discussion series on the Great Depression, Could It Happen Again? Email innerhall@vanderbilt.edu if you are interested in discussing this topic with Professor Buckles over dinner. The dinner and discussion will be held in the Rand Function Room. Thursday, November 9th, students attend the Summer and Maymester Study Abroad information session from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. in room 114 Furman. You can earn Vanderbilt credit while studying abroad and at locations all over the world. All majors can participate. Friday, November 10th, offers a special session co-sponsored by the Vanderbilt Career Center, Brett Office of Career Development, and the Women's Center entitled Achieving Balance in Graduate School. This special session is from 12:10 to 1:30 p.m. in room 116 Surratt. Arts and Entertainment, Sunday, November 5th, offers three great venues of the arts at Vanderbilt. Beginning at 2 p.m., the Vanderbilt Heart Ensemble Concert will be held in the Turner Recital Hall. Following at 3 p.m., the Delta Underground Performance, an annual event to benefit the Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, will offer performances at 3, 5, and 7 p.m. in the Surratt Cinema. Ending the evening at great venues will be a discussion and screening, Roback Mountain, An Allegory of the Good Shepherd, from 6:30 to 9 p.m. in the Choral Recital Hall at the Blair School of Music. Tuesday, November 7th, 6 p.m., the 29th Annual Holocaust Lecture Series film presentation of From Swastika to the Jim Crow will be held in the Black Culture Center Auditorium. Thursday, November 9th, the VU Theater performance of Wits End will be held at the Neely Auditorium at 8 p.m. Performance schedules are from November 9th through the 12th, November 15th through the 16th. All performances are at 8 p.m. except for the Sunday performance on November 12th will be at 2 p.m. Ticket required, but free admission to undergraduates with their Vanderbilt ID. Friday, November 10th. Two annual student events are happening today. Friday at 5 p.m., a noon and dinner performance will be presented by the Davili 2006. The performance will be My Big Fat Indian Wedding. The annual event will be held November 10th and 11th. Dinner schedule is at 5 p.m. on Olin Lawn and performances in Ingram Hall at 7:30 p.m. Dinner and show ticket is $11 and show only ticket is $8. Buy your ticket on the wall or in the box office. First come, first serve. Seating is limited. Then at 8 p.m. attend the annual Dodox Fall Concert in Ingram Hall. Vanderbilt University Medical Center. Friday, November 3rd, from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., the Alliance of Cultural Diversity and Research is hosting an international food cook-off to support the Vine Group. A wide variety of awards will be given out in 8 categories of food. This festive event will be held in the Light Hall Atrium. Monday, November 6th, at 4 p.m., the Discovery Lecture Series will present a talk by Mac Kirshner on the topic of protein degradation and the timing of events in the cell cycle. This special talk will be given in room 208 Light Hall. Live video of this event will be streamed from ViewCast, www.vanderbilt.edu/news. Tuesday, November 7th, noon to 1 p.m., The War on Terror comes to VUMC. Biosafety, Biosecurity, and You. Presentation and panel discussion by Dr. Mark Dennison, Luann Burnett, Dr. Elizabeth Heifman, and moderated by Dr. Stuart Finder. The event will be held in room 208 Light Hall. Friday, November 10th, from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Center for Patient and Professional Advocacy will offer a special conference. The Why and How of Dealing with Special Call Age, Discouraging Disruptive Behavior Conference. This conference will give medical center leaders the needed tools and strategy to address disruptive conduct. The conference will be held in the Student Life Center. University Community Events. Sunday, November 5th. A great presentation will be offered starting at 7 p.m. from the 29th Annual Holocaust Lecture Series. Shavua Rosenfarb will give a special talk on A Yiddish Writer Survives the Shoah in the Shulman Center. Wednesday, November 8th at 7 p.m. again, the 29th Annual Holocaust Lecture Series presents Pietra Rodbell, speaking on Why 6 Million Died, Cultural Genocide in Poland. This special presentation will be held in the Renaissance Room at the Law School. Audio of this event will be podcast from ViewCast. Thursday, November 9th, Exploration Night at Dyer Observatory features Dr. David Winthrop, beginning at 7 p.m. David will offer insights into the recent decision that demoted Pluto to the status of dwarf planet. A book signing event for David's book, Is Pluto a Planet?, will follow the lecture. The evening is recommended for high schoolers and adults. Reservations requested. The Dyer Observatory is located at 1000 Ullman Drive in Brentwood. Audio of this event will be podcast from ViewCast. And, just a reminder, Camp Vandy Holiday Camp 2006 registration is now open. Camp dates for this year are December 22nd, December 27th through December 29th, and January 2nd through January the 5th. Please note the ages for participation are 6 to 12 years of age. The camp will be held at the Student Rec Center, as it has been in the past. Fee applies. For more information on these events, please visit the University Calendar's website at calendar.vanderbilt.edu. You can also subscribe to the listserv WeView, Weekly Events at Vanderbilt University, and submit your organization's event by visiting the calendar's website.